And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Thank you very much. And Bob, do you notice the way Pierre has just been staring at us lately? What's the
matter? I don't know whether it could have anything to do with Christmas or...
Well,
otherwise.
It's almost 2 weeks ago. Think of it.
He's usually pretty jovial and smiling, but he hasn't smiled since then.
Have you stopped writing 1959 on all your letters and checks yet?
I just
it's about 6 days into the new year before you start writing the right year.
Yesterday I wrote 59.
Not writing the right year.
They know what I'm saying.
They know what he's saying, Ray.
Okay, he was just trying to help out. I couldn't quite make out what he was saying, and I thought people listening, say, on a very small transistor radio would never understand.
Oh, Webb told me that...
I don't care how small the speaker is, they can understand.
He doesn't care how small the speaker is, they can listen to him anytime and understand what he says.
Every single time.
Every single time. But is it true that you are going to take diction and dramatic lessons this year? Was that a resolution of yours?
Yes, Bob. I am planning to enter the theater formally. By that, I mean to go on stage and to know what to do with my hands, for instance, when I'm on a stage, or my feet, and all those little things, and how to fall down as I get shot.
Very commendable. The stage I know is your first.
Shot. I know that.
Stage is his first love, and we'll be hearing a lot and seeing a lot of Webby Webster this coming year, we hope.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to go sit down there now for a minute.
Tonight, we want to test our own rating system.
Don't sit there. We'll let you right in the view. I want to see the control.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Okay.
Do we want to find out how popular this Bob and Ray show is?
But, we're not interested in those folks who may or may not be listening at home. What we want to know is how many people right here in the studio audience are listening to our show tonight.
So the studio audience, while we're slaving away up here, our extra long boom mic will be traveling over your collective heads, pausing here and there, and listening.
Now, our sound engineer, the good Mr. Alonzo, just signaled that he's ready to send out the extra long boom. That's it, Joe. Fine. Out over their heads. So settle back now and enjoy the show.
Who did you say was being traded?
I think Lefty Metheny. They got Clifton, Petty Fallon, Duskin, Stilt, Packham, Mulvaney, and two pitchers from the Scranton Farm Club for him.
I think Mulvaney's the sleeper in the deal.
Well, I think it's the move designed to strengthen both ball clubs.
Well, I like a balanced league as well as the next man, but I think the club owners will benefit most from this deal.
Tell them why. You know, those owners never miss a trick.
Let's see, that's 4, 7, 12, 28, 39. That's 39 points.
Why, that's a light sock.
Look, Dorothy, if you want to play this game with me, you'll have to shut your mouth.
Well, right after you tell me what a lilac is.
A lilac is a flower.
Oh, you're thinking of lilac.
No, that's a different flower.
Hey, let me see you do that again. There you go.
It works on air pressure. Shoots about 30 heavy-duty staple from this finest roof shingler on the market.
Can you pin something to the seat in front of you with that thing?
You got a shingle on you?
No, but I have an order pad, about 3/8 of an inch thick.
Okay, I guess I'll be able to clamp that onto the back of the seat in front of me. Give it here. All right, I'll just hold the pad up here and...
Damn, oh, look at that thing work.
Oh, I'm sorry, lady, but who told you to lean back in your seat?
I believe I'm stuck in my seat, young man. Can you get me out of it?
Well, I'll have to get a special staple remover, lady. They're sold in Newark. Will you be here until I get back?
Yes, I think I'll wait, young man.
Here, so is my call, Martha.
Just one moment, Jane.
I don't think you wrapped the paper tightly enough around the comb.
Well, if I wrap it any tighter, the teeth on the comb will break through. And...
What else is in there?
Well, I was going to ask.
Well, let's see. There's tuna fish and hard-boiled eggs, an apple, plum pudding, brown sugar. Oh, there's lots of stuff in the bag.
You got any after dinner mints in there?
No.
Well, then I won't risk eating.
Wait just a second. Our sound man just signaled that the ratings have been taken.
And the note just handed to us suggests that it'll take several months of tabulating, estimating, and refining before the rating results can be placed before the public.
And you can rest assured that you'll have them at that time.
Thank you, audience, for helping the no sense talking to them.
Well, I have a funny feeling that not too many of them were paying attention to what's going on up here on the stage.
Well, we were busy doing the show. I didn't hear much of it.
Well, I would say we take just a moment out now to mention one of CBS Radio's great weekend musical features. What do you think?
Well, I guess a moment wouldn't hurt. You have in mind saying a few selected words on behalf of the Metropolitan Opera.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Has the Met broadcast ever said anything nice about us?
Well, lots of times. But for now, I'd just like to remind the folks to be listening Saturday for Zucchini's lyrical opera, Please and Osqueeza the Soprano.
Well, that's the one with Rocky Marciano in the title role.
You must be thinking of something else.
You sure that's the opera that's on?
Well, there may be a last-minute change in the program, of course.
Good, but, good.
Personally, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. That's the Metropolitan Opera this Saturday on most of these stations. Another fine musical feature from CBS Radio.
Did you say that before?
Yeah, I believe it did.
No, I didn't. No. Mm-hmm. And now, as a public service, we've invited Mr. Jesse Few, F-E-W, to our microphones. He's employed at the Independent Toy Testing Laboratories as a detonation expert. And we thought it might be interesting to have a little discussion.
I guess you could say that I'm an all-around troubleshooter, Mr. Elliott.
I guess you could say that Mr. Few is an all-around troubleshooter, too. Now, would you tell the folks just why you're here at our microphone?
Well, by this time, almost 2 weeks have passed since Christmas, and most of the kids in the country have opened their Christmas gifts.
Yes.
I'd just like to tell them that if they get into any trouble with their toys, the emergency number to call is Pickering 6.
Well, have you been on any emergency calls recently, Mr. Few?
Yes, I went out on one just this afternoon out to Forest Hills. I had to defuse a bomb on a toy airplane.
Mm-hmm.
There would have been trouble if it had exploded. I had to get the police to evacuate an area of 10 square blocks.
I was wondering why you were wearing a stethoscope there. Could you tell us?
Yes. Well, with this thing, I can tell whether or not a bomb is activated. I'd just like to say this to kids who own toy bombs. Fellas, if you hear the bomb making a ticking noise, don't touch it. Call the number I gave you and get out of the house.
Boy, you know, a child could get sick with a toy like that.
Yes. There's a lot of dynamite going around this time of the year.
Well, how about the many toy missiles that we see? They seem to be pretty big, Mr.
Well,
are they dangerous?
Well, let me put it this way to you, Mr. Elliott. Some of the toy missiles put out this year are every bit as effective as the missiles our own Air Force has.
Then they're safe toys, is that right?
Not around airports, Mr. Elliott, no.
Well, do you have any advice to give owners of such toy missiles?
Yes. Liquid oxygen is a very unstable rocket fuel.
Well, I've heard that.
Unless the owner of such a missile has a concrete bunker in his home.
Well, very few homes have concrete bunkers in them.
No? Well, they sell one at toy counters.
Well, let's see. Any other dangerous toys worth a mention, Mr.
Yes, definitely. There's a toy robot brought out this year that will follow voice commands. It works on 70 flashlight batteries.
Well, that's a lot of juice, isn't it?
Almost enough power to light a city the size of Philadelphia.
Well, then, what advice would you offer to owners of that particular toy?
Well, now, if a small boy gave this robot a voice command and the robot didn't respond, I wouldn't advise him to walk over and shove the robot or anything like that.
What would you do in such a case?
Well, even if it took 4 months, I'd wait until the lights in the robot's eyes went out. Then I'd pick him up and throw him out a window.
Well, I want to thank you very much for dropping by with us this evening, Mr. Few. Your being here today probably means there'll be a tomorrow for some lucky owner of a new toy. And once more, could you give us that emergency number just in case?
Pickering 6.
Pickering 6. Thank you again, sir. It seems like this time of year, lots of folks wind up suffering from cold misery.
And if this happens to you, here's how you can get relief fast with four-way cold tablets.
Hi, I'm Mel Torme, getting ready to record some new songs. I don't mind these rehearsal sessions, but I dread a nasty cold. What kind of music can I make with body aching, feeling hot and feverish? I have to shake off cold miseries fast. So I take four-way cold tablets. Then I begin to feel better right away.
Good advice, Mel. Four-way is the fast way to relieve cold distress, even a virus cold. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets prove
Four-Way Fastest Acting. In minutes, Four-Way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain-relieving medicines. None of the other leading cold tablets, only Four-Way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pains, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Today, get Four-Way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries. Four-Way, only 29 cents.
Say, old ski nose, I think it's time for Natalie Attire to show up here, isn't it?
Well, she's out there now. Come on in, Natalie.
Hey, Natalie.
Can I get in now? I didn't want to disturb you while you were on the air, but
this is
something important. I know you're on the air, but I didn't want to bust in on a news bulletin.
No, we don't have news bulletins very often here, but...
Well, I've got one for you.
We did want to kick off the new year with a song say session as quickly as
you have
could.
Enough time.
Yes, we do. Just about enough.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Not too complicated.
No. Eddie?
Yeah?
You remember Bob and Ray?
Yeah. The old rat had the old ski nose, huh?
That's right. That's what we know there.
Who told you to start?
Nobody. You looked at me, I thought I was supposed to call there.
I'll give the downbeat.
What are you going to say today?
I'm going to say the new hit Marina.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Big
nice.
Hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you can...
Go ahead, Eddie. One, two, four. Il sono innamorato di Marina. Una ragazza mora Marcarina. Ma lei non vuole sapere del mio amore. Dr. Faro per qualche star il suo cuore. Un giorno la incontrai sola sola, il cuore mi faceva migliore allora.
Wait a minute.
Quando credisi...
Natalie, I lost her, that migliore there, I think.
Miglia allora.
Oh, okay, I got it now.
Okay, il cuore mi batteva miglia allora. Quando credisi che ero... All right. Mi viene un bacio e l'amor faccio. Marina, ti voglio al più presto forza. Marina, ti voglio al più presto forza. O mia bella mora, no, non mi lasciare, non mi devi rovinare. Oh, no.
Wonderful. That was a great kickoff.
I don't want to comment on somebody else's act, I guess, but, gee, I don't think you know anything about Italian, do you, Natalie?
Not very much.
No, it's
very easy language to speak. I think I
pretty beautiful language. I think you maybe could work on that a little bit more. And
you'd better say it's a beautiful language. Mr. Alonzo and Mr. Cabibbo, and the only one missing is Mr. Torsia of our program here. It's a lovely language, gentlemen.
Yes. Torsia will be back with us next week, I think.
Is that when he gets out of the clink?
Yep. And he'll have many of his famous stories to tell us, I think.
Wonderful.
Thanks anyway, Natalie, and keep
well,
up
thank
the good
you,
work.
And I hope the rest of the year is as pleasant for you as the past 5 days.
Okay. It's been a wonderful past weekend. It's almost time to say goodbye.
Think of that.
But we're going to have, we'll be back with a good word in just 10 seconds. Do you have a good word?
Give me someone a compliment today, huh? Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Nice boy.
The Mitch Miller Show puts stars in your ears every Sunday over the CBS Radio Network.